it set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today, we're talking Ticket to Paradise, the George Clooney and Julia Roberts rom-com.
It's about time we actually spoke. We talked about a rom-com.
Right? We talked a lot about rom-coms, but don't actually talk about rom-coms.
Remember when we were in a bracket?
Yeah.
And no one helped us out.
We gave that up on that. Yeah, literally nobody helped us out.
Once again, we come then wrong.
Yeah. I did read the two different.
I think I just gave it an overall rating compared to rom coms now.
Yeah, I also. My mom kept talking while watching it because we watched it at home.
Yeah.
So I don't really know.
Yeah. There really wasn't much to know, because the only good parts were George and Julia, in my
opinion. I'm going to pull up the Wikipedia just for scientific purposes.
I mean, I think the whole movie was centered around George and Julia's characters.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt like I was supposed to care about their child, and I just didn't.
I really didn't.
Billy's character.
Oh, I thought there was gonna be more. At one point, me and my mom were like, is she gonna hit on George Clooney?
Yes!
Okay, you thought so too?
My mom was like, are they gonna have sex?
It's at the bar scene. I'm like, Billy. Like, I get it, but.
Yeah, I was like, that's, like, wrong. So much.
I forgot the hype around Clooney. Looked pretty good.
It was the scrub.
The scrub.
My mom hates the scrub. My mom hates just beer in general.
So does mine. With moms.
I don't know, but the
scrub, the scrub does win, man.
Yeah. Before we fully talk, we should tell people what it's about.
Oh. Yes. Ticket to Paradise. This is the Wikipedia. Ticket to Paradise is a 2020 film starring George Clooney and Julia Roberts as a divorced couple who team up to sabotage the impending wedding of their daughter. That's the only part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, David and Julia are because every good com
that was a divorced couple
back above. Yeah.
It did,
what did you say?
You said David and Julia. I don't even know her character's name.
Yep, I meant George and Julia.
Okay.
Yeah, George. Sorry, I was reading the plan. His name is David in this, and his name is Georgia in this.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
First, I didn't really care for their playing her actress-wise.
I didn't even care so much about that, I just didn't care about.
Yeah, neither did I. I also didn't like her husband. Boyfriend.
No. Like, I get it for movie purposes, you have to the plot, like, they have, like, 40 days, they're gonna get married. I didn't like that. Because I'm like, also don't get to spend any time with either of them, so neither of them are very likable to be for them.
I thought it was weird that she was only there for a month and then you think it'd be the end of the 3 month trip to Bali.
Yeah.
Like that would have made a little bit more sense.
Yeah. I didn't like any daughter. Like I kinda really just wanted a Julia.
Well look, I think the only reason that anyone went to go see this was
because
of George.
Yeah. You don't even get a lot. Them, like you do, but you don't.
Yeah, it's a lot of them separate. I feel,
yeah.
And also Georgia, Julia's character, dating like a younger man.
I didn't like.
Neither did I.
There's just a lot of hard choices.
Yeah.
However, Bali looks beautiful.
Gorgeous. I'm sure that was not Bali.
I don't think it was. I think I read a review that said it was Australia.
Really?
It was beautiful, too.
Is it really? Because I was thinking Hawaii.
But yeah, it was actually filmed mostly in Australia.
Wow. Australia is beautiful, too.
Australia is beautiful.
I love that.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to Australia / Bali.
Yes, we will be.
My review was, I didn't love this as I wanted to, but I'm so glad the rom-com genre is making a comeback, and I'm going to need every classic rom-com actor to immediately make a movie for my own. Which is basically just how to sum up this movie, because it wasn't bad, and I would watch again. I probably should again. And actually, you know, be able to listen and watch it this time. But there's a lot of choices I didn't love.
I also appreciated that it was more calm than rom.
It was. Yeah. That's a bum to pick. Did I spoil it now?
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're saying.
They didn't even get, like, a kiss, really. They had one kiss.
Yeah.
And there wasn't any, like, there wasn't any good romance rekindling. Like, I'm, like, hated the ending. I'm so sorry.
I was like, that's it.
Thank you. Me too.
I was like, oh, that's cute that they're going to stay together. That's it.
I think they're going to kiss. Right. Their first kiss was great. Don't get me wrong.
Their first? I thought it was their only.
It is. I just... Yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted. We don't... That's why it just kind of doesn't feel like a wrong movie.
Okay.
I love George and Lisa, but, like, I wasn't getting the chemistry I needed. Because there wasn't any moment where chemistry could be had.
Yeah, their characters were very much just boring.
Yeah, which worked.
Which, it worked, and it was very funny.
Yeah, it was very funny.
But, like
I didn't think George Clooney was funny. We needed
real lovers.
Yeah.
Trope. It was just really enemy, and then, like, he was staring at her in the eyes one day and was like, I still love you.
Yeah. But, like, it's not even really, like, spelled out for us. It's kind of like, oh, do they still love each other? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I didn't care about the daughter. Just give me them. At one point, I thought they'd pull a Mamma Mia when the daughter and the G'day are getting married, and then he's like, stop, and then she says stop, and I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna pull an I do. They didn't, but I think it would have been better. Do we want to go through this bit by bit?
No, because I don't really remember bit by bit.
Me either, really, but I don't know what we're supposed to do reviews.
I mean, we could just talk about parts of it.
Yeah, it does start with them planning to their daughter's graduation.
Yes.
I was also confused on the timeline of this marriage. Because the daughter's graduating from law school. They said they were only married for 25 years. So I don't know, man.
That's kind of right.
I don't know. It may be like some kind of thing where I was, like, watching it, and I'm like, I don't get this timeline.
So if she went to law school right as she graduated college at the age of 21, 22, yeah, no, she'd be 25.
Okay.
3 month break seemed like a little bit of a stretch.
Or maybe I just heard something wrong, and I heard something about them being married for 5 years, and that's what I think that's what confused me. I heard something about being married for 5 years. George and Julia, and then I'm like, so did you have the kid, and then just
so they were dating after high school, no, college, think he proposed, like, right, like, during graduation.
Okay.
And they were married for 5 years, had her in the meantime, but then, like, when she was around that age, they got divorced.
Okay, that makes sense.
I was also, he gave this beautiful story of, like, he built her the dream house and it burned down. And I was like, oh, so we're going to add a sense of mystery to this? And got nothing.
No.
Like, waiting for, like, Georgia burned it down.
There are just so many weird decisions.
Yeah.
Like, fully get the point of the house thing. It was giving very much Meredith and Derek and Grey's Anatomy, but, like...
Like, I thought it was, like, supposed to be, like, a symbol. And, like, first off, second off. Love that he still kept the property, and I thought he was secretly building them a house again.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's great. No, he just still owns the land. And, like, it's not even like they're gonna move back to the States.
Oh, yeah. You know, I never thought I would watch a movie where I'd be like, wow, Julia Roberts kind of sucks. Not her personally, but her character. I was watching this, yeah. And I'm like, wow, I don't really like you.
You just good in Runaway Bride?
No, I have such an affection for Runaway Bride. But I can't really hate her.
Okay.
I don't know. That one I redeemed her a little. I don't feel like a redeems her. She just kind of bitter.
No, she is.
It's fine. I mean, same. But I think maybe I was just impressed with, I didn't realize George Clooney was funny. Yeah, I don't watch a lot of his movies, though, so I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has good comedic timing.
He does. He has very good community.
That's why you need to watch, oh, Intolerable Cruelty with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, right.
He has good comedic timing. That. Okay. It's not, like, very much comedy.
No, enough.
Sarcastic in it.
I did love the beer pong scene with him. I thought that was so funny. And then, like... I wanted more of that. Aww. That, like, montage scene while playing beer pong. I'm like, give me this. This is the movie I want. I'm tearing this. I'm so sorry. I did enjoy my.
Yeah.
But I feel like there also isn't ever a time where you really see them come to, like, G'day.
So, yeah, no.
Like, there's no bonding thing. If that was another point that maybe
I think it's like accepted that their daughter's getting married and then there's nothing they can do about it, but that yeah. Didn't mean that they didn't like that.
Yeah. Sucks. I wanted a bit more of that.
Carefree today.
No, I didn't either, but like, I don't know, if you're gonna put a home with these things trying to stop their kids' wedding. Be the redemption arc of them being like, I know, you make our daughter happy.
Yeah.
You're a good guy kind of thing. And we just get that. Also, she should have ended up with Ren. Billy's character.
Oh, yeah.
I think they had better chemistry.
They did.
I also, just me personally, I don't think that I would marry a guy from a country I've never been to 30 days after meeting him, but that's just me.
But, like, if it was Greece, then it was Pierce Bronson.
Okay, never mind. My point is invalid. I would. I would. Cutting my nose so I don't fake ass.
I mean... I'd think about it.
Yeah.
But you know,
throwing me, like, it's 37 days later. She's like, ah, yeah, getting married. I'm like,
yeah, no, that time.
We know each other's middle name.
It's just because we're Scorpio.
As bodies said, that's not something that comes early on in a relationship. Nobody knows each other's middle names these days.
No. But it also have to be with us being Scorpios and trust issues. I mean, it's real. Gain trust.
If that.
Yeah. So. I would maybe, like, if I had foot in Bali, I tried to just cancel my plane ticket and stay there.
Oh, that's me when I go to Greece one day. Like, I'm staying here. Like, at the end when she's like, I'm here, that's gonna be me. Like, go to, like, either Nashville or Greece and be like, I'm home.
Nice.
Yeah. But it is a seaweed farmer, which
is so first. What a seaweed farmer does. Like,
I knew it existed, but also, like, why does it exist?
I'm Googling what a seaweed farmer and their like, is that the seaweed I'm eating when I go get sushi?
I think so, because he said it goes to America.
Seaweed. Or seaweed farm.
I don't know. It looked kind of fun, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, low-key, I kind of want to try it.
Oh, seaweed or Ace Hall. Was it very tall, or was it just, like, floating?
Floating.
Interesting.
Then again, I don't really entirely know. But I did like when Julia and George came to, like, do it, too. What did you find?
Becoming seaweed farmers.
Oh my god, tell me why.
Okay, it's 20,000 just to start the business, but the net worth is up to 90 to 120,000.
We're moving to Bali and becoming seaweed farmers, guys. Last episode of Enter the Fangirls you've ever seen. Dang, I thought that was
farm so seaweed is also an ingredient in cosmetics, animal feed, and fertilizer.
Dang.
Interesting.
Okay, I get it.
Okay, I will say when they were in a competition about who
could
do a seaweed farming the best.
Yeah. I forgot she gave up her law career to stay in Boston. Only Boston need lawyers.
Yeah. Apparently she doesn't have a job. Because her husband's going to make $120,000.
Imagine your kid going on to be a lawyer and then just be like, ha, like, I'm actually going to be a housewife. Thanks for paying my school bill.
Wait, that was, like, the first thing I thought of. I was like, you just wasted half your
college. Law school not be cheap.
No, it is definitely not. And I...
L Woods and get a scholarship.
I don't even know what school she went to. Did she say?
Who?
I should really figure out what the daughter's name is.
Oh, Lily?
Thank you. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Elle, and I'm like, she went to Harvard. Oh, yeah, but then Lily emails David and Georgia to tell them that they're getting married, yada yada, stupid, stupid. Then they go on the plane. And I really liked this scene.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I wanted the movie to be. And it was just, basically just David and Georgia. I'm gonna just call them George and Julia, honestly. George and Julia fighting the entire time. And it was great. And then, like, there's, like, a lady in the seat, and she, like, is to George. She's, like, telling him her life story. She's just, like, no bueno or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Some kind of, like, different language.
And then...
Yeah, something. Blazing. It was, like, Italian or something. And then Julia walks up, and then, like, he blows his cover. I'm just like, oh my god, this is so awkward and so messy, and I kind of love it. But then they're bickering.
I would love to be sat in the middle of that, though.
Right? I want to get drunk with Julia and George. Like, I feel like it would be a grand old time. Oh, but Julia's boyfriend is the pilot? I really don't like him.
Me either.
Everyone's very likable in this movie, which I feel like is what makes it kind of hard.
True.
Because, like, in movies, like, the best rom-com made, The Proposal, and Just Go With It, the side characters are kind of annoying, but they're likable.
Yes.
Ow.
I liked Gade's family. I thought
I thought they were fun.
Yes. Father was funny. His sister father was cute. Really, really funny. His sister was just giving wrong translation. She gets it.
Basically, just try to sabotage the wedding. There really isn't much.
I mean, they could have been a little bit smarter.
They were very bad at sabotaging this wedding. As soon as my mom was watching and she like saw that Lily, she's like, why wouldn't you throw those in the garbage?
Like, throw you them take in the them ocean.
To hide them. Throw them out. I know for purposes.
Yeah.
But, come on.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, maybe it's like their older age. We're not thinking.
Also, G'day, like, just immediately knows it was George and Juliet, but doesn't say anything.
Like that.
Yeah.
I was like, because then there's
like this weird like tension between them. I'm just,
yeah.
Weird. Yeah, like how do you go up to your like fiance and be like, hey, I just met your parents and they suck. They're sabotaging our wedding. But like also they work.
I wish he didn't.
Me too. I just think
I'm also still a little shook about her being an
actor. I feel like I missed that.
So she...
No, wait, no. Yeah. She, like, chops it all up.
Yeah, without breaking the peel?
Yeah.
How does one do that?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm never gonna find out because I have a banana phobia.
I feel like I vaguely remember this. Because I had bananas on my waffles, and you made me keep them away from you.
Yes.
I was eating your bananas.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
So I'll never find out.
I can find out for you. I have
Thank banana you. Phobia. But it was really cute them playing. Oh, thanks. I'm sorry.
George football. Playing with. Does that not just make your ovaries want to implode? Because mine did.
For someone that doesn't, like, enjoy children, it did. Even, like, Julie playing with the kids, even though Trump still rings.
Yeah. I don't really know who, like, gives the kids rings, but that's... Whatever. Again, plot purposes. But then they all go... Oh.
Plot purposes. I think it was a cultural thing.
Okay. Gosh, we're gonna get in trouble with this. I hate this. Actually, it was a part of their culture. My bad. I did kind of want more of the culture. Because, like, I feel like it's just kind of, like, all thrown in at, like, the last minute. I'm like, I just want
more. Yeah, it was.
If you're gonna set a movie in Bali, give me the Bali culture.
Yeah, it was very much in the beginning. There was culture with like,
yeah,
party, and then what? It was like 4 days of like festivities, and I feel like
I don't even know what they were doing in those 4 days.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, there was just a lot going on the day of the wedding. I was like,
a lot. I really don't get this timeline.
No. It felt like very I felt like they gave us a lot of George and Julia, but when it came to the actual wedding stuff, they rushed it because yeah. No one would care.
No. So it doesn't actually say this, do they? In this. So before Julia's boyfriend shows up, that's when they play the cup pong.
Yeah.
And then they end up in the same bed.
Hell yeah, they do.
Which I loved.
In very much enjoyed.
I was hoping they had hooked up, but like.
They might have. They just might not remember it.
He was pantsless. Although she did say he had skinny dipping. I'm like, girl, did you go skinny dipping?
Right?
I would.
And even though he went skinny dipping, it's not me, but you guys didn't have sex.
Exactly. They were very drunk.
Yes.
But yeah, they end up in the same bed, and then Julie gives George her yoga pants to wear. Which he's strangely good in.
Yeah. I was very curious. Like, at this point, her boyfriend, what's his name?
Paul.
Paul. I should remember that, because the way that she said Paul, something about it. And I didn't know if I liked it or hated it. Paul comes knocking on her door. Yes. And you think the smart decision, after you're found in your bed with your ex-husband, like, kind of connecting rooms. They're not connecting, but, like, you could... She walked around to George's room.
Exactly.
You think that you would make him!
What? I'm like, if you can walk all the way around, why can't he?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that make more sense?
Because they had to move all their clothes anyhow. I'm sure she could have just threw his clothes into his little backyard.
My other thing. If she was going to make Paul go get, coffee anyway to distract him from George being there, why didn't George just stay in the bathroom or something?
Right?
Like, I get
blame it on their old age and, like, yeah, they don't know how to have an affair.
That's fair. You know, yeah. But they're not even actually having an affair.
Well, not cheating.
Emotionally. But yeah, they all go to the Temple of Tanalot, which is so pretty.
It was very pretty.
It was very pretty.
Even though it's cursed.
Yes, it was cursed. And Lily and Gide don't go with them.
Because Gide knows that it's cursed. Lily doesn't. Which you think
after... It just makes me like Gide.
Oh, for not telling her?
But you try to tell them, though, doesn't he?
I think he tells George. But you think after living on the island for 37 days, you would know somewhat about the future and, like, where to go and where not to go. Especially if you're getting married.
Yeah.
But she...
Also, you just think some of the locals would be like, hey, don't go there. Seeing them walk up it. But.
Well. No, I think this is about after, because stop it, but snake.
But I know they're not the only locals on the island, so are you telling me nobody else saw them?
Fair, considering everyone was at their, like, engagement right on everything.
But Paul proposes to Julia. And then gets bit by a snake.
Yeah, he does.
Which was kind of funny, I'm not gonna lie. When Julia starts sucking out the venom and, like, almost pukes, I'm like, yeah, I would be the same, I don't even blame you.
Yeah.
But then they take him to the hospital, and he's like, don't forget what I asked you, and she's like, oh, I won't, and George is like, oh, what did he ask you? And she's like, oh, he asked me to marry him. And there's, like, no, like, there is, like, I was expecting more of a reaction from him, kind of being like, oh, shit, like, I gotta step up my game kind of thing, and there's not.
Was there any reaction?
I think there's a brief one. But he was just like, oh, yeah, you should say yes. But then, I don't even know what happens, but they all go stay in the woods or something like that. Oh, because the boat goes away.
Wait, they go to Paul, and they wanted to go see the sunset, and at first, Georgia wasn't going to go, but then she was going.
Yeah.
So, but David, Kay, and Lily all take the day's boat, and George is supposed to tie it up. But George,
we forgot ties a very important part too.
What?
Earlier on in the movie, George gets bit by a dolphin.
I was gonna bit by a dolphin.
Yeah. Sorry, I just was reminded of that.
How did you get bit by a dolphin?
Yeah.
Dolphins have like some scary ass teeth though, let me tell you.
Right? They're cute, like
teeth. Like,
I did say watching this movie would have made a really good horror movie. Maybe because I watched it during spooky season, but like I was watching, I'm like, this movie needs some murder.
Where the hell did you get that from?
I don't know. I just felt that vibe.
Okay.
Like, what if Lily and G'day were bringing George and Julia as sacrifices? I don't know. Just saying, there's a lot of options that could have been done. Anyway, they go look at the sunset.
Yeah.
George doesn't tie up the boat right.
Ties it to a stick. But also, George's defense. What was he supposed to tie it up to? A tree? Like, it didn't seem like... I feel like trees would be really far away from the door.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know.
I'm telling you, not a lot of this movie makes sense.
It really doesn't, now that we're talking about it. But yeah, so the boat floats away, and they have to wait until tourists come during sunrise.
And the lady from the plane comes, too.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah. Why would you do this the day before your wedding?
Right.
Like, the day before my wedding, I don't want to do anything.
No. Lily finds the rings, though.
Yes.
While G'day is trying to hunt with George, which is really funny. Yeah. George Clooney was just the best part of this movie.
He was
very funny. But yeah, then Lily finds the rings, yells at Julia, then she goes and yells at George and ruins his trick shot that he was gonna have. And then G'day finally brings up the fact that he knew that something was going on with George and Julia. I don't know. Just personally, I would have been really pissed if my husband kept that from me.
Yeah. I mean, she was.
Yeah, but she forgave him pretty quick.
She did.
Then George and Julia have just, like, a moment. We kind of talk about how they'll lose her forever if they don't give her the blessing. Because she's going to marry her either way.
Yeah.
But then they kiss.
Did they talk about themselves as well?
I don't even remember.
They probably did.
They probably did. They had a very good kiss. Got a little steamy for a moment.
Yeah.
It was maybe a bit of, like, Alan and Ellie vibes, like, with, like, the way George was gripping her. But I wanted more. I wanted another one.
Yeah.
And I did not get it. I don't know. This is the wedding day.
Yeah, so they...
This movie really has no timeline.
It really doesn't. So, what, they wind up getting rusty. And that's when the lady from the plane comes.
I love her.
It's her wedding day. And I feel like there's stuff that happens in between that. Oh! George, tell Paul. Paul proposes again.
And Julia headbutts him.
No. Paul headbutts Julia.
Right. My bad.
Georgia, whatever we want to call her at the moment. does nothing wrong ever.
No, she really doesn't. Paul's fucking annoying. He deserves whatever he gets.
Yeah. So anyway, Paul headbutts Julia, and she decides not to marry him, which I think is a wonderful decision.
Me too. There's also a scene of Gade's parents and him, and something, I feel like, of them saying the wedding isn't going to go well or something like that.
I do not remember that. You could no. be right.
I think it was something to do with her parents not being on board.
Like, oh, right.
Parents, like, being nervous about that.
I think they had to be on board in order for them to get married.
Yeah, I think it's Balinese tradition.
But I think they wind up starting to get married anyhow. Oh, yeah. Right place, right time, right moment? Person? What did they say?
I don't know. Right place, right time. Must be right person. Balinese. Right place. Right time. Yeah, never mind. I don't know.
Whatever. They say something.
They say something very smart that is also said earlier in the movie, too, that I have forgotten.
And Gade actually says it.
Yeah.
And he said that, like, the right circumstances? It's something like that.
I think it might. Yeah, I think it might be right circumstance.
And he's like, yours are the right circumstances because your parents don't accept it or whatever. So he tries to stop the wedding, and then David and Georgia are like,
yeah, no, then you get married. This is a nice little moment that I feel like maybe was a little too late.
Yeah.
I guess I just wanted like more of a bonding scene between either Julia and Gade or Georgia. Or both of them,
because that felt very like fast.
It felt very forced, like, oh sorry, we just don't want to like ruin the wedding. Mm-hmm. During the wedding. Yeah, Gade pauses the wedding. Oh yeah, he says David says that if he and Georgia had listened to all of their own people, like, telling them not to, they never would have had Lily. So they give their blessing.
Right place, right time, right circumstances.
Yeah. And however their marriage turned out, they're both happier in a world with Lily in it.
Don't believe that. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they get married. Although Lily does take a fakish degree. And I'm like, oh my god, George and Julia are gonna get married. They don't. So that was disappointing. Okay, the Wikipedia article is very important because this just said that they get married, and then it says the morning of the wedding, Georgia tells she cannot marry him. That already happened.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, no, this is all very out of order because it also says David and George toy with romance again, even kissing each other once. That was a while. David, George, and Ren exchange tearful goodbyes and then board a boat to leave. Oh, there's also a scene of Lily and George, and she's like, I belong here, and he's like, I know. So she's staying, which was actually really cool. Like George Clooney.
No. I will say, I feel like it was really weird that he showed up wearing a suit, and he got the suit in body. Why wouldn't you dress up like the rest of them?
Right.
Because, like, I honestly thought about this a lot with other people that I know that go to, like, other people's religious wedding ceremonies. Because they'll dress up in, like, what everyone else is wearing. I don't want to use incorrect terms, so I'm not going to say that. So, like, you think that since George is there, like, he would wear the clothes of the people, but I don't know if that goes against their religion, that if he's not that, their religion, he
yeah, can't I don't,
wear that.
That's a good point.
Because I thought that as well, but they also, the you know, might do it out of respect.
Lily's not wearing anything.
Yeah. No,
he's just wearing, like, a plain white dress, so, like, that might be...
That's just a random question that I've always had.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how to ask people that.
Because I also have the same question when watching And Just Like That, when Carrie goes to do Diwali? With Seema?
Yes.
She dresses up and, like...
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if they're doing it out of respect of their culture and their holiday.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But, like...
I've been watching this as an answer for us.
Yes, please. I would think it'd be a little bit disrespectful, but I couldn't
hear
much wrong.
I almost wonder if it's something like if, like, someone from that culture, like, brings it up to you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an okay. Because that's what happens in Just Like That. Like, Seema gives her the outfit.
Yeah.
Takes her and all that. But it's riding a thin line.
Maybe it's not. We just don't know.
That's true. Yeah, we can't speak on that. We're as white as they are.
Yes.
But then they get on the boat. David and Georgia talk. It says they debate whether they're too old to feel young again, which I thought was kind of cute.
Yeah.
And then it says they reconcile their feelings. And I'm like, I didn't really get that vibe. But, whatever.
No, I was like, they were just staring at each other.
Then they jump off the boat, and it's a freeze frame. And, I don't know. I didn't love
the ending. That's it, because they gave us classic rom-com.
Post-credit
blooper reel.
Yeah. Nothing has ever topped the end credit, the post-credit of... the proposal when they're doing their
interview. Now I've missed bloopers.
Right.
Just, they're so, I feel like especially for comedies, they're extra funny because I feel like they just say the most appropriate thing that comes to their mind.
Yeah.
I love. But, like, I was, like, so did you just leave their careers as well, like, without a notice? Did they give her 2 weeks?
I don't know. Like, what are they supposed to do in Bali?
I'm sure George
still staying for, like, a week or so? That's true.
I don't know if that's me or not.
No. Because he I don't know if he actually was an architect.
I think he was. Well,
he built a house.
Yeah.
That's what he can do here. He can be a contractor.
And was
I don't,
Georgia
Julia was an art historian?
He was an art seller.
Yeah.
What the hell was Lily? And How I Met Your Mother. Art consultant.
I was thinking Charlotte.
Okay, yes. I forgot Charlotte has a job. Thank you for reminding.
Yeah, because I don't think she does anymore.
No.
I mean, to be honest, if my husband was rich, I wouldn't work either.
Yeah, same. So I feel like she can be an art consultant, or was she an artist beforehand, or... Who knows?
I don't know. But, like, I don't really know if there's any thing for her to do in Bali. She should pick up, like, wasn't there, like, no, I don't know. She was doing food. I was going to say, wasn't there, like, a scene of her, like, beating or something? But I think I'm thinking of another movie.
But also, like, Ben's just going to go back to the States by herself.
I think Lily and Ben should have gone together.
Yeah. Steph's giving the bad vibes.
Right. I don't know. It felt like a classic rom-com.
Yeah.
It was kind of messy. That's just, I think, my biggest qualm with
it. Yeah, it was definitely... It's more messy now that we're talking about it.
Yeah, right?
I think I was just blindsided by the fact that it was a classic rom-com.
I know.
Which I'm still very much happy it was.
Oh, same. No, I actually really enjoyed it for that reason, but, like, looking at it, I'm like, do I love this because it's Julia Roberts and George Clooney, or do I love it because it's good?
Yeah.
Not that a movie necessarily has to be good, but this review is being in a full cinema with all the oldies watching a George Clooney and Julia Roberts rom-com that's not only filmed 2 hours away, but ends with a freeze frame and a blooper reel in the credits, life is good.
In Australia?
Apparently. Yeah, Brisbane.
Yeah.
Brisbane?
Okay.
Never mind. Another day of Julia Roberts trying to ruin a wedding, and I am so in. Like, yeah. Oh, this one said, my parents will likely love Ticket to Paradise. I did not. While the comedic banter and bickering between Julia Roberts and George Clooney mostly works, I did not buy nearly a single moment of the film's romance, new or rekindled. Bali sure does look beautiful, though.
Yeah.
And that's how I found it. It wasn't actually Bali. It's got 3.0, though.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad about. Yeah. Let's take it to Paris. I think it just could have done better.
This one explains it. Some rom-coms are predictable as they are, can also be fun and rewatchable due to their charm and humor. This is occasionally one of them.
Yeah. Okay, ever since we decided we're doing Ticket to Paradise, I've had the ending of Dirtbag stuck in my head. Where they're like, I've got 2 tickets to Iron Maiden, baby. I don't know why.
I hear more black from the movie.
It's not from the movie.
Okay.
It's just because it says, I got 2 tickets, and then Ticket to
Paradise. Oh, because...
And just my brain is...
Have you ever seen Crazy Stupid Love?
No, but it's on my list.
But this guy was talking about he's trying to find the rom-com of the 2020s, and he said that this isn't it, but it's so good. But in the end, he said, anyway, a good rom-com, and then you really need the 2020s to up the rom-com game, because 2010s already had Crazy Stupid Love at this point. The 20s need to start cooking immediately.
Okay, I guess we need to watch Crazy Stupid Love.
This is good. Neither romantic nor particularly funny, but seeing the endless charisma of 2 all-time great movie stars in such a light, breezy affair makes for an enjoyable experience nonetheless. That's best when George Clooney and Julia Roberts get to goof off.
Yeah, I think that was just, like, my favorite part, which is kind of getting... Yeah. I think it should have been a movie of George Clooney and Julia Roberts just being George Clooney and Julia Roberts. They wanted something to... together before this, correct?
Ocean's 11. That's the only
Is that one. It?
Yeah.
Why are they in them?
because everyone makes it seem like they're in more. Yeah. But they didn't. I forgot what the video was, but someone said that.
I feel like I'm thinking Gravity. Not Sandra.
So they did an interview and they said that, like, back in the day, that people made them to be best friends and they never even met. They're like the
oh,
first
no,
time
they
ever
have done
met.
A few.
What else?
Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Money Monster.
What Ocean's count as one?
Confession of a Dangerous Mind. It says August Osage County, but was he in that? I'm not seeing this. Okay, it says August Osage County, but he's not in that.
Did he direct it or produce it?
Question, hold on. No.
Oh, interesting.
And then it also says, well, Ocean's 13. That's about it. So I don't know why he's going to have for August Osage. George County, August Osage County. Did Mr. Sir do Bebet produced? Okay. Why is he coming up every time you look up? Maybe that makes sense. So they have done a few things together, I guess. Okay. I guess just not things that, like, they're, like, close.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, when I think Julia Roberts in, like, an iconic Silver Fox, I don't think George Clooney. I think Richard Gere. God, I want a Richard Gere and Roberts rom-com again.
I just thought fucking Richard from Friends.
Now, it's that.
Like, he's not even a Silver Fox. What are you talking about?
That's true. I don't think he could ever, like, he would be a fox if he was silver, but I can't picture him as a silver fox.
No, definitely not. Oh. I mean, who do I need to come back in rom-coms? Is that
yeah,
Sandler
so
making a rom-com?
This. I don't know. I would love another Jen and Adam one. Another Drew and Adam one. Really want another Drew and Adam.
Sandra Bullock is back doing rom-coms. I genuinely don't know
have
why.
You, did you see The Lost City?
Oh, forgot about that. No, I didn't.
You should watch that one. It was really good. That's what this reminded me a lot of, but The Lost City had a mystery plot.
Okay. Okay.
And they had a really good kiss, I'm just saying.
I hated that.
And she looked hot.
Very true. I feel like Ryan Reynolds should really just have to do it in comedies.
Yeah.
That's like my own personal.
I like him, but he definitely is more comedy than leading romantically. Like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Love me some Ryan Reynolds. Would love to have me some Ryan Reynolds. But I do feel like he's better suited for comedy. Like, he just kind of made a name for himself in that.
Because I feel like everyone makes, he does, it turns into a comedy. Because it's cool is, like, I've never seen it, but from all, like, the promo, I feel like he makes it very cool.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a spoof kind of thing, just from what I've seen of it. I never finished it.
I don't really know what else Ryan Reynolds.
The Proposal?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was in, Just Friends, which is also a rom-com, but, like, rewatching it now, it sucks.
Reese Witherspoon. She did a rom-com Home Again, but I never seen it. It's like from 2017, I want to say.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I think I have heard of that.
Stanley Tucci. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep needs to be in everything.
Meryl Streep has not had anything come out.
No.
Is she well? Has someone checked on her?
I was watching an episode of Modern Family, and one guy in it was like, oh, I didn't know how I feel about the, I think they were talking about They're like, I don't know how I feel about Meryl Streep in the role. And then Cam was like, Meryl Streep could play Batman and be the right choice for the role. I'm like, yeah. Meryl Streep is a god.
She is. I'm going to see if she's coming out. On. No.
What?
The last thing she was in is Don't Go. That was
is she year. Okay? Do we need to check on her?
She's an executive producer on a movie. This is not what I thought she would be producing. It's called Sell by Date. Sell/by/date. Is in a 2022 American documentary comedy drama film directed, written, and produced by Sarah Jones from a story by Jones and David Goldblum based upon her off-Broadway play of the same name.
Well, I don't even know the name. I'm thinking just Jeff Goldblum.
Yes. The film follows Sarah Jones as she travels across the United States navigating the sex industry's relationship with race, war, and economics. Jones additionally portrays four different characters with Rosario Dawson, Bryan Cranston, Alana Glazer, and Seinfeld, and then a bunch of other people.
Jeepers.
It's a weird, not a weird movie, but like not what I expected her to be producing. So, can someone go check on Meryl?
I have the cast of Crazy Stupid Love up. And it's Steve Carell as the leading man. And I don't know how I feel about that.
I didn't think I'd need that.
And then Julianne Moore, who I love. Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, Marissa Tomei, Joey King, Kevin Bacon. Yeah.
It never seemed like much of a comedy. I mean, it could be wrong.
A what?
I don't know why I didn't think it'd be funny.
What?
Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, it sounds like it'd be a big drama.
This is 79% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
No, you know who needs to come back to the rom-com genre? Kate Hudson.
Yes.
Give me another Kate Hudson and McConaughey.
That's everything.
Ooh, or Meg Ryan.
Can't see Meg Ryan in a rom-com anymore.
That's fair.
I watched her in The Woman, which was not a rom-com, but like,
I feel like all these people have like just kind of moved on. Like, rom-com was their stepping stone, and now they've just moved on to other stuff.
Yeah, but for nostalgia purposes, we need that.
I just, like, I want, like, an Ocean's 8, but it's just iconic rom-com actors just acting out all the romance tropes.
Yes.
For 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. I won't be picky.
Be great.
That's just what I want.
Yes.
But I want, like, a resurgence of, like, 90s.
Yeah. Not shut down.
Hmm?
Not like, well, the few exceptions from the 2000s.
Yeah.
2010s.
There's some good ones, but.
Yeah.
But that's Ticket to Paradise.
It is.
I don't know. Maybe we just need a rewatch.
Without our moms.
No kidding.
Love you, Mom.
Same, but like you guys should have just watched it together.
Yeah.
My mom would be watching, she'd be like, so, and I'm like, movie! You wanted to watch it.
Ask my mom, she wants to watch it. I should have known that was a bad decision. Because even my mom
actually talking about the movie because mine wasn't.
No, she was. My mom asked a lot of questions about what.
I wouldn't even mind if it was about the actual movie.
Oh my god, no. It's so bad.
I like to talk during movies. Because at least I'm still watching the movie.
My mom's just like a little stupid. Like, she wants to start watching Elementary, so I put on for her. And like, she asked me, like, what did I say? What are they doing? I was like, are you paying attention?
She's cute. I miss her.
You can have her.
Okay, send her my way.
I do.
Yeah, don't know what we're doing next week.
We are.
No, we really never do. So yeah, thank you for joining us on this episode of Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is @Fangirls, and our YouTube and Instagram are @IntoTheFangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.